you're coming up in the first place, right? So this is like building like a dike, like a wall, which blocks these things from actually even being able to rise to start with. So this is what the metta practice is. This is like the flip side of the coin from overcoming negative mind states. Now it's developing the positive ones. And this is the standard way that this is explained in the suttas, how you actually develop these so-called Brahma Vihara, these divine abidings, as they're often translated. And this is taken from the Majjhima Nikaya, the sutta known as the simile of the cloth. And this is where this is from. And this is how it goes. He abides pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with loving kindness. Likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, and so above, below, around, and everywhere, to all as to himself. He abides pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued by loving-kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, without ill will. So that is how metta is supposed to be developed according to the sutta. Very simple little paragraph, right? There isn't much to it. It looks like it should be a very easy thing to develop. Yeah. So it, of course, we all know, probably many will know it. It's not that easy to develop metta. It's not that easy to build up those feelings inside of goodwill towards other people. It can be quite hard. But the point is that it can be done as well. It's just a matter of perseverance, just a matter of trying enough. And if you try, and if you persevere, and if you investigate, and you are wise about how you do this, everyone here will be able to develop these feelings. It's a matter of trying and actually learning from your experience. And it's incredibly worthwhile. It's very beautiful. You feel very good inside when this is the case. You feel really, you feel a sense of the whole world is beautiful, right? You feel a sense of at easiness with everyone, and everything is just so flows so naturally, goes so easily. You find it very difficult to get angry. Even if you have only a little bit of this, it's already very powerful. Very beautiful thing to be able to do if you can do this. It feels good, and of course, not only does it feel good, but it makes interactions with other people so pleasant. Everything becomes so easy. Even if other people get upset and angry, it doesn't really matter so much for you anymore. So incredibly worthwhile to try to develop these things. And of course, it purifies you. Sometimes you find that being a virtuous person is very it's tiring, right? You always have to do the right thing, say the right thing, think the right thoughts. It's like there's this pressure on you. You have to be a good Buddhist or whatever, right? Now it certainly comes naturally. You don't have to try so hard anymore. It's natural to be nice, right? You feel this natural sense of goodwill towards other people around you. So, loving-kindness, the Pali word for this is metta, and the meaning of this word, actually, it comes from the word mitta or mitra, which means friend. So one way of translating this is simply as friendliness. Loving-kindness sounds very kind of, friendliness is another slant on this word anyway, which may give you a bit more balance to how to understand what this word is about. It's basically about having goodwill towards someone, right? A sense of goodwill. You know what it's like when you have goodwill towards somebody? You feel well disposed towards them. You want to help them. You're very happy to support them or whatever it is. That's basically what it is. Friendliness, goodwill, loving kindness. Different slants of the same word. And the way that it is described here is simply that you have this sense of metta towards the different quarters. In other Buddhist texts, you will often see that the way metta is developed, loving kindness is developed, is by developing it to people, like the person who you see the good things in, the neutral person, and then the enemy, or maybe not the enemy, but the person you see bad qualities in. That's often how it is explained. But how it is explained in the sutta is simply to look at a particular direction, like the north, and then you send metta to the northern direction. So how do we do this? How can you have metta towards the northern direction? And the idea here, remember that you can only have friendliness towards someone you see the good qualities in, right? So you have to see the good qualities in another direction. So you imagine all the people out there, right? You remember that out there are so many good people out there. Remember what it is to have a good quality. What does it mean that someone has a good quality? It means they are virtuous. It means they are kind-hearted. It means they are generous. Imagine, remember what it's like to have these qualities, right? They are compassionate. They are wise. What do these qualities actually mean in terms of psychology? What is this person like? And you build up a very beautiful picture of another person. And you know, we know from experience, that there are many people in the world like that. There are lots of very beautiful people in this world. So you see all these beautiful people in another direction. No one in particular, not anyone you know, nameless people without a face, but people that you know are out there. And because you know that there are so many beautiful people out there, these are the kind of people you naturally feel friendly towards because of their good qualities. Because you naturally feel friendly towards them, it is possible to wish them well, right? And that's what metta is, this wishing well, the goodwill towards other people. May you be happy, may you be well, may you find peace. And you naturally feel that towards a person with beautiful qualities. So you build up this perception inside of you of this beautiful direction to the north, to the east, to the south, to the west, beautiful people in there. And then you wish that direction well with all those people in there. So sometimes that is easier than doing it towards actual people, because if it is actual people, because of our own perceptions, it's very hard to have a very pure perception against real people. But towards a direction and towards an idea that we make up in our mind, that we know is true, that is much easier, at least for some people. People will vary, but for some people it's easier to have metta in that case. So you have metta towards another direction. Wish all those people well. Again, this is just my suggestion. There are different ways of doing this. Many people teach metta, but this is one way that is taken from the sutta as the way this is described. Then you move around to the western direction, and you move around, and you re-establish that thought. You try. You don't keep thinking, may you be well, all the time. You establish the perception. You say, may you all be well. And then you kind of allow it to grow inside of you. And if it doesn't work, then you go to a different direction, and you re-establish it. And you re-establish it in this way to make it grow and make it increase. This is basically the idea behind this, but it's so important that you have the right perception in the mind when you start out. That is when it actually can work. So, and then you keep on doing this, and then eventually the idea is to reach this state, right, where the mind is abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, without ill will. So this is the mind which is in deep samadhi state, and where this everything, the whole world is seen as in this beautiful light of goodwill towards everyone, all beings everywhere. And what a wonderful thing that is if you can get to that point. It takes quite a bit of practice to get there, but it's a wonderful kind of perception. So this evening, I intend to try to do a guided metta meditation. So if you want to come out for that, you're welcome. That is at 7:30, I believe. And then after that, we'll have a Q&A. So to give you a taste of at least one way of doing that. So that is the metta meditation. Then after that, this sutta goes on. And it says, he abides pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with compassion. And then the same formula for compassion. First quarter, second quarter, the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with compassion. Abundant, exalted, immeasurable. The same thing with appreciative joy, mudita, and lastly the mind imbued with equanimity. Second, third, fourth quarter, so above, below, around, everywhere, to all as to himself. He abides pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with equanimity, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, without ill will. And again, you can see here how it starts off with metta, right? It starts out with friendliness, seeing the good in other people, and then it goes on to compassion. Compassion is again when you want to relieve other people of suffering. May you be free of suffering. Very closely related to the idea of happiness, but a slightly different angle to it. And then appreciative joy and equanimity And again, this is like an increasing kind of level of difficulty in a sense. Equanimity is just the ability to look on with a perfectly even mind, a mind that isn't disturbed by anything. It's a very hard thing to do. It is a very profound state of mind that comes from that. We can do it to some extent, but the real equanimity we're talking about here is very, very, very profound. Okay, so that is just very briefly on how to develop the metta practice, and we will try this out this evening here. There's a few minutes left. I don't think there is any point in going on to the next sutta at this point, so maybe we'll just stop there, and we'll see you again at 7:30.